back in to Stuck In, an original American soccer pod. Carter here, ready to take you back through tonight's action. And what a game we had tonight. We had the United States men facing again off against Ghana. Ghana comes into the game 60th in the world, the U.S. ranked 11. Actually, these two sides have met four times in the past. Ghana's pretty much had the best United States men's national team, but not tonight. Shout out 2014 World Cup 2, by the way, with John Brooks knocked home the game winner off Zusi's cross. A header to break the tie was 1-1, 88th minute. Really just an iconic goal from the United States perspective. First game of the World Cup, 2014. Sends the group on their way and ultimately leads to them getting out of the group with that result. A shocking result that I don't think too many were expecting, only to get beat by Brazil in the round of 16, but that's another story. So RIP John Brooks, but except, you know, I guess that's from Triple G's perspective. John Brooks is actually starting in a really good club in Hoffenheim in the Bundesliga, is one spot out of the Champions League, but for whatever reason, can't get a call back from Greg to even take a look in some of these friendly games in October, 2 years ahead of the World Cup. So weird, something going on there, but nonetheless, shout out John Brooks. So just to set the stage, I mean, we're coming off the game a couple of days earlier against Germany where, you know, the U.S. side looked really good, I thought, in the first half at least for 45 minutes. Pulisic had a world-class goal where he just roofs one in the top right corner. Gio Reyna, again, looking pretty good, you know, in that game as well. Only went 45 minutes in that one before he got taken off. But again, I think, you know, tactically just got outmatched, as I mentioned on last week's show. You know, the German head coach just totally outclassed Greg Berhalter, and that was pretty clear to see, and, you know, ended up getting beat, you know, in that second half pretty badly. So coming to this game, the vibes were not too high, let's say. You know, it was just a tale of two halves, which has been pretty consistent theme with this team, it seems like, over the last few games at least. But, yeah, so not too high. Vibes not too high coming in, kind of sitting on edge, let's say. Interested to kind of see how the team would bounce back from that pretty poor second half. I know there were a lot of substitutes that came in. It wasn't the starting group, but it wasn't Germany's starting group either. And again, a tough side in Germany. So we actually had Kyle Martino on the call again, which, I mean, it's fantastic. I think he's the most tolerable of all the United States announcers. You know, as I mentioned in the past, certainly not perfect and says some, you know, some odd things, but I think pretty good compared to the rest of the lineup that we've got with Taylor Twellman and Stewie. So happy to see Kyle on the call again. A few changes to this team compared to the Germany game. A couple of the bigger ones, we had Christopher Lund and Richards in the back of from Crystal Palace. So no Tim Ream, no Scally, who I thought had a great game last week, and no McKinney. Yeah, Scally played well. I think he's somebody that's going to have to step up, though. And we're going to have to see somebody, whoever it is, whether it's Richards. I thought he was fine in the game tonight. Somebody's going to have to step up, though, and take the spot from Tim Ream. I mean, Tim Ream is the best we've got, solid, holding down that position. But he's also 36 years old, and he's going to be 38 by the time the World Cup comes around. Not to say he's lost a step. He hasn't. He's played solid defense, looks well in the game, but we're just going to need some depth there, especially at that position, somebody behind him that can really step in and fill out that role. And again, I thought Richards did a pretty good job of that tonight. There wasn't too much of a test coming from Ghana. It would have been nice to see how Richards might have handled that, you know, against a side like Germany where there's a stronger attack. Wasn't really tested, but didn't make any mistakes either. Just playing the people who are on the field in front of him. So, you know, I don't think there were any big takes, either positive or negative, in terms of that position. But good to see him getting some looks, you know, in this game. Sergino Dest was also moved out to the right-hand side to make all of this work. We can get back into his performance in a minute. But, man, what an absolute quality player to have somebody like that with that sort of ability to get forward and push up the field from the back. I think that's a position you see a lot of times, especially at his old club in Barcelona, you see defenders that are willing to push forward and European clubs that are willing to put people in those roles that can really attack. Man City, another club that plays well out of the back like that. But I can't recall another U.S. defender that's had this sort of talent in terms of getting forward like he has. We've had some speed, some guys in the past, but nobody that really compares to a player of his quality coming out of the back. And I think, you know, he gets a bad rap sometimes in terms of his defending ability, but if you look at some of the matchups, he had a tough matchup in Germany against Sané, and again against Ghana, a lot of speedier sides. But I think he holds his own pretty well in the back. But yeah, we can get a little bit more into that. I have to give Triple G some credit here in the way that he's used his lineups. Yeah, I thought he actually made some pretty good tactical, at least in terms of the starting 11 that went out there. I thought he made put a pretty good group out there in both the Germany game and the Ghana game based on the matchups he was facing. So, which we can come back again in a second and talk about in more detail. But yeah, so that takes care of the back. You know, looking now towards the front and the top of the lineup, you got Ballo, Pulley, Reyna, and Wea in the attack. And if you look at the group of names on paper, that should produce some offense. That group of guys could line up against pretty much anybody in the world and really produce some points off of that. So again, I like to see that sort of core group staying together. Tim Weah he's in just proper form right now. Maybe one of the best, I think probably the player that's in the highest form right now for the entire team. Tim Weah certainly continues to look good for club and country. Yeah, he put, like, again, credit to Triple G here, where credit is due. He put on an offensive side tonight. When you look at that group, plus you look at Dest again in the back with the ability to get forward. Musa was kind of holding down the Tyler Adams position. Thought he did really well, but he's also another player that can get forward. Yeah, it's just it's rare to see, I think, some strong tactical decisions from Triple G. So when he does make them, I think it's fair to kind of shout these out and like send out some positive reinforcement, because some of the questions or some of the tactical decisions, the player lineups, even just the whole squad into the player pool in the camp have been something to question in the past. So happy to see a more offensive side and against this Ghana side, who was has a little bit less firepower compared to the German team. And I think if you compare the two squads, at least the starting 11, you can see that. I mean, the squad against Ghana was put out there to produce points. Now, maybe some of that was trying to save face after just getting totally outclassed by the German coach in the second half of the first game, and you know, a willingness and a need to go out there and really produce points and save face and save his job, but it doesn't look like anything's gonna stop Greg from losing his job at this point, win or lose. But yeah, it was good and interesting to see the contrast. Still had a good core group of players together, but a slightly more offensive team in tonight's match versus the game a few days ago against Germany. Another thing that stood out was just like, where is everybody in Nashville? Where are all the fans? I mean, that stadium seemed half empty. I'm not sure if that's, you know, it's a Tuesday night. The weather seemed fine. It doesn't seem like there's much other activities to compete with. Ticket prices are high. Yes. Ghana, not the most exciting side, I guess, if you're to the casual fan. But I mean, like I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, these two teams have history, and Ghana's kind of had the better of the United States throughout that history. So always fun to watch Ghana play. They have some guys that play in the Premier League, some guys that play in the MLS. Pretty decent speed and talent on that side. Totally different, you know, than the CONCACAF football that we're used to watching from week to week. So just kind of surprised and was really, really kind of shocked by the crowd there in Nashville. Seemed like nobody was up for going to the game tonight for some reason. 8:30 kick too, I guess in Central Time, that's or on the time that Nashville is, an hour behind. So 7:30, not even a late kickoff either. So weird. Also, another neutral hoodie from Triple G on the sidelines, which was just great to see. I guess when you get outscored and outclassed against the German side in the second half, you don't really want to break out the pink. But again, you just look at it. So it starts off neutral, kind of up and down off the bench a little bit, like normal coach, kind of out of the picture. But then, of course, the team goes up, the United States goes up 3-0, and there's Greg on the sideline trying to get in the camera shot again, you know, directing traffic, or at least pretending like he's directing traffic, trying to keep shape. It's just funny when, you know, against the German side, he wasn't out there, but against the Ghana side, up 3-0, you know, he's happy to be out there waving his hands around. Yeah, well, that, jumping around a little bit, but yeah, that was after the U.S. was up 3-0. But let's hop back to the beginning here. I thought the U.S. got off to a really decent start. You know, out the gate, I think United States teams can have a tendency to kind of come out with a ton of energy at times, probably too much, kind of get over ambitious, you know, just start really, really fast. I thought this team did a really good job of starting out pretty balanced and controlled. You know, at first, as we were watching this unfold live, initial take was, man, they're coming out kind of flat. But then you just kind of saw, you know, no panic from these guys, holding the ball in possession when they had it. Ghana had a little bit of possession in the first 10 minutes. But the United States did as well, probably split pretty evenly. But I thought stringing together some good passes, controlling the game, you know, putting balls through in dangerous spots. Again, I thought a really controlled start to this game. And I don't know, again, how much credit that should go to Triple G and the head coach. But again, if he had something to do with that and the way to start out in this game, which some comments at the half maybe sounded like that was kind of the game plan going in. And I hate to hear myself give Greg so much credit. I'm not a big Triple G fan, but again, when decisions are being made, performance looks good, it's time to give credit where credit is due. And I think the game plan, at least from the start, in hindsight, looked like a good one to me. Yeah, so that's first 10 minutes in. And then, of course, Gio Reyna, 10 minutes, comes in, gets a rebound off of Abalo. Looked like a cross. Maybe it was a shot, but a shot cross, let's call it. But he had a great buildup between him and Dest leading up to that goal. Love to see the finish. Reyna, you know, cleaned it up, came off of the defender. Reyna bangs it home, nice and controlled, cool, calm, and collected, no panic. It's really a solid, solid goal, a scrappy one, but a solid one, a good finish, clean finish from Reyna. But yeah, when I was watching the celebration, you love to see the other guys come over and celebrate with him. You know, we've seen this before when there's an issue within a team. You know, you've seen this in maybe some teams that Cristiano Ronaldo has been on in the past. But some guys are kind of hesitant or kind of slow to come over and celebrate. You know, if there's a personality or a real rift in the locker room, the guys aren't always excited to sprint over and celebrate with somebody like that. But you didn't see that with this team. So, you know, we've all read about the situation, heard about it. But, you know, it's nice to see the guys coming over and congratulating Gio, and Gio celebrating with the guys again. So doesn't seem to be at this point, you know, some sort of big team cultural rift, at least with the players. You know, it remains to be seen how that works out with Triple G and Gio and the history that's there. But nice to see the guys come over and celebrate, I thought. Yeah, 9 minutes later, Pulisic gets the second goal for the U.S. from the penalty spot. You know, kind of a clear foul, really no question on the decision in the box. Pulisic just roofs it right down the middle. Didn't roof it, I guess, but sent it pretty high right down the middle. 2-0 U.S., 19 minutes in. Yeah, 2-0, great start to this game. We're off and running. And then Ghana just kind of lays down at that point. Bala comes in and gets the third goal in 3 minutes later, in minute 22. Weah wins the ball off a defender. The defender kind of makes a mistake. Sends it across to Ballo. Ballo's got his back to the goal. Really makes a sweet kind of turn off to his left and finishes left foot in the side netting. You know, really good quality goal there. He also had Pulisic kind of clearing up on the side. It was also wide open. So yeah, great finish. Good quality finish from Ballo. He, you know, this goal was good. He also misses a sitter, though. Must be called out, you know, in minute 31. He had another shot that he kind of blew over the goal. Could have taken he took it first touch. It was a volley from Dest that he just decided to take out of midair. Pretty much a shot or a cross that came in from Dest with some speed. He had some time to take a touch, didn't do it. I guess a decent showing from Ballo overall. He continues to improve, but I still think he's got a ways to go in terms of being better at that number nine position. Good news for him. Pepe came in the second half, and I just thought looked okay. Again, Pepe's streaky, scores some goals when he needs to. Just looked okay in the game tonight. Also, can't forget about Josh Sargent, who I'm really high on. I think the ceiling for Josh Sargent, he can stay healthy and clean. It'd be a good, I think there'll be some good depth there between Pepe, Ballo, and Sargent, those three kind of battling it out for that number nine spot. I do think Ballo is the right guy for the job at this point. And yeah, again, he produced, he got the goal, he's involved in some buildup and some attacks tonight. So yeah, pretty decent showing from him. Wouldn't give him an A rating, but thought he was a pretty solid B, maybe B minus there. So 3-0 at that point. U.S. is pretty much in control of the game at this point. And then just, Reyna ends up completing the hat trick just before half, and really awkward indirect free kick inside the penalty spot. You don't see this that much, but ball gets trapped under one of the defender's legs, and the defender just kind of covers up on it and smothers it. Obviously a dangerous play. Ref stops the game. Ends up being an indirect free kick from just about the penalty spot, which you don't see that much. But it was a nice play, actually. So a one touch to Pulisic. Pulisic rolls it back, gives Reyna time to step up and hit it. Pretty much just puts it in the side netting. Not much Ghana could do on that. And again, Reyna gets the hat trick, and Triple G just must hate it. I mean, just must be squirming. The camera kind of pans over to him, and he keeps a pretty good poker face and looks away. Certainly wasn't jumping up, celebrating and screaming for the fourth goal. And for Gio's third at that, just completely makes him look like an asshat, to be honest. But yeah, great to see. Love to see Gio in good form. You know, he's coming in after being hurt with injuries, all the drama, all the off field stuff that he's had to go through, to come in here and get three goals and three really decent goals at that. Gotta love his form and where he's at right now. And this team, this United States team, is certainly different when he's on the field and when he's not. That's clear. Matt Turner wasn't really tested all night, until he was in the 41st minute. Just absolutely gets loaded on with a screamer. This thing was going into the top right corner. Had Matt not been on his toes and got over there and got in a hand to it. Great save. Pretty much the highlight of his night. Can't recall another time he actually even got tested, but a really good save there. But yeah, had nothing to do pretty much all night, but was ready when he was called upon, and he answered that call and met that challenge. So nothing but positive things to say about his performance tonight. Yeah, so overall, really solid half from the boys. Up 4-0, got the 4-goal lead. Again, not trying to get caught up too much in the score lines of these games. It's more about the performance on the field, the decisions, the tactical decisions by the coach, the way the guys are playing, the way the guys are gelling. You know, that's I think, way more important at this point. And I think all of that looked, I mean, the goals help, but the performance from the squad and the tactics, everything I think looked pretty solid in the first half. Second half comes out. I mean, a lot of changes, which is to be expected in these friendly type of situations. All the goal scorers come off, and Pepe, Aronson, and McKinney come on for Pulley, Reyna, Ballo. McKinney, it was interesting, his overall demeanor in the game. It looked like, at least from on TV, looked like he had a sort of a chip on his shoulder. I don't know if he was wanting to be in that first 11. He's been starting pretty much every game leading up until this one. Don't think there's anything to read into it, but to me it seemed like he came out with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, which I like to see out of him. I think honestly, my assessment is this guy's got a huge ceiling, but I don't think he always is motivated to play up to his full potential. It just kind of seems like he speaks to his talent level. He just kind of feels like it's going through the motions at times. I know he's not, and again, it just speaks to the talent level that he's got. But, you know, that he's a different player when he's got a chip on his shoulder. He's kind of like Christian Pulisic in that matter. If Pulisic's got a reason to play well, he will play well. When things are going well, that's when he kind of drops off a little bit. Again, I can't believe I'm going to give Triple G more credit, but I do like the subs here. I mean, these are the guys, Pepe, Aronson, maybe not McKinney, but Aronson especially. These are the guys who are going to need to step up and produce some points at some point. Sometime down the line, it's going to be in a crucial situation, maybe an injury at some point or whatever. These guys are going to be called upon and they're going to need to be ready. And we've got to see who's going to be ready to step up and take that call. Yeah, get the studs off the field, get them some rest, let these guys see what they can do and against a side who they should be able to produce some points again. Again, Ghana, 60th ranked team in the world, these guys should be able to produce. I think Aronson especially, his stock is falling pretty fast. I know he had the free kick goal a couple of games back where the wall just totally broke down. I can't remember who that was against actually, but other than that, there hasn't been much positive to point out in Brendan Aronson for club or for country. I think it's just more of the same. A little bit too frantic, it looks like, on the ball. Decision-making really fast. You know, it just seems like he goes down pretty easily. Decision-making, also a question. Yeah, it's just struggling to find some form at this point. Big fan of his. Hopefully he can find a way to turn it around. But right now, production level is pretty low. And we need to find something, some way to turn this around a little bit, I think. Yeah, so unfortunately, no more goals in the second half. Game ends 4-0. Fortunately, the guys coming in behind the starters couldn't really produce much. I think probably, I mean, there's a lot of different changes going on. I think one of the things to highlight was Maloney getting his debut. This guy's a German-American dual citizen, plays for a German side in the Bundesliga that was just promoted to the Bundesliga, actually. He's got U.S. citizenship through his father, but yeah, came on for a few minutes. Decent showing. You know, looked like a pretty solid player, a little bit raw, a little bit green, but a good frame. Looks like not afraid to get stuck in on a few challenges, throw his body weight around a little bit. It's good to see. Good to see CCV get in there for a little bit, came on for Richards in the 72nd. Always a solid player, I think, CCV. Just know what you're going to get from him. Not going to make any big mistakes. Going to do a really good job on the defensive side of the ball and just make the easy, obvious pass offensively, which is all you really need in a position like that in the middle. Also good to see Luca De La Torre, LDLT, coming in the 75th minute for Musa. Again, that position seems pretty deep with Tyler Adams, Musa, and LDLT kind of there in that sort of defensive center mid role, you know, with stringing the passes, all the offense comes through them. Really think highly, 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 have a lot of confidence in all three of those players. So feel pretty good about that. Whoever we put behind, again, it looks like Ballo, Wea, Pooley, man, a pretty good, pretty strong midfield and attacking players in that regard. So, yeah, it's good to see him come on. Not much really to report. Came on in the 75th minute. Not much produced, but yeah, overall assessment, pretty good game. Nice bounce back again against Germany, and not from the scoreline perspective. Again, don't want to get caught up too much in these friendlies with the results. That is, with all the subs and different looks and tactics that theoretically our coaching staff and team should be implementing in games like these. But I thought just from a overall control of the game strategy, being able to string passes together, producing offense, again, it's a different side, Germany versus Ghana. Ghana's a different team. But I just thought the overall product on the field looked much, much better this week compared to that second half against Germany last week. I thought the first half against Germany, the team looked pretty good. But again, just you get outclassed or somebody that knows how to make adjustments. And for whatever reason, if you're not trying to make those adjustments and win the game, maybe you're trying to give other guys looks. I don't know. But you're going to run up against talent like that that's going to be able to make adjustments. It'd be nice to see Triple G just be able to do something at some point to counter what other teams are doing. But yeah, don't want to end on a low note. Thought the performance was good. Thought the guys looked good and a good bounce back from last week, like I said. So next time the U.S. men's national team's in action, we got another month, I guess, November 16th. We got the quarterfinal leg of the Nations League. U.S. is going to be facing off against Trinidad and Tobago. So we got a home match and an away match and a right to kind of play their way into the Copa America. So nice to be back into the competitive games again at that point, which is about a month away. So, yeah, look forward to seeing how the group changes, the strategy changes, the personnel changes, in a month from now. It'll be interesting to check back in then. Other than that, got the boys back in action at the clubs. Everybody's back home. English Premier League's back on this week. European leagues are back on. So, yeah, be exciting to track these guys at their clubs, see how they bounce back, and we'll see what happens this week. Yeah, so thanks for listening. Be sure to tune in next week. Stuck in. Let's follow the boys as they go back home to Europe and perform well at their clubs. Thanks, guys. Cheers.